This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Anselm. We've had a couple of your questions that we want to deal with, talking about hurricanes and ways to stop them. We've had a question from James Hamlin. Now, he asks if it's tangible to churn up cooler waters from the deep, from the depths of the sea, and use that to cool the surface water, and therefore use the cooler water to prevent or calm hurricanes. Dave, what do you think?
I mean, in theory, if you could reduce the temperature of the surface of the sea, that's going to give less energy to the air above it, less upwelling of air. So you're going to get much weaker upwelling, and you could stop a hurricane forming. However, hurricanes, as Moshe was saying, can form anywhere over the whole of the Atlantic, all the way into the Gulf of Mexico. So you'd have to cool down the whole of the surface of the ocean, which is getting to be a ridiculously huge engineering job. Also, it would only work for a few years because eventually you'd warm up the deep ocean. You'd cause all sorts of havoc. You'd alter the balance of nutrients in the ocean. And as Moshe was saying, small storms are actually very important for us because they bring water, rain, into the whole of the west side of the Atlantic.
Not to mention the fact that the temperature structure of the oceans are actually incredibly important for the currents and things like the what we call the conveyor system that moves warm and cold water around the world.
And if you're not careful, you'd end up freezing northern Europe where we are because you might break the North Atlantic conveyor, the Gulf Stream.
That's another reason why this is an ethical and legal minefield. Not only could you send a hurricane into somebody, but you could also freeze England by accident.